The Ronnie Spirit. A solo visit to Broadback River. Ah, in mind's eye, my camping comrade is here in the forest with me once more. See his brindly broad little brown bear back, his white-tipped tail wildly a-wag, oh, now as then, to be so gladdened by the glow of love and devotion in his good brown eyes. Not having his successor along with me this trip, yea, alone in the forest wilds, it's the Ronnie Spirit who quiets my fears of forest unknowns. The Ronnie Spirit who banishes my loneliness just as he did on many a camping trip together before he crossed over into the spirit world, spirit world, spirit world, ah, hey. Things there are which can no longer be seen with eyes of the living. Oh, seen once again with spirit eyes, ah, hey. Oh, thank you, my Ronnie Spirit, for your comradeship and intrinsically mystical good medicine, blessing me with peaceful feelings of well-being amidst the howling solitudes. Loneliness, I confront thee. Where art thy pangs? Oh, Ronnie Spirit, the pleasure we take in each other's company excludes the combat mentality feelings of fear and loneliness which had plagued visits to the solitudes before discovering the wilderness boon of man's best friend. Yes, by virtue of the spiritual dimension, my Ronnie and I are now more than ever before truly inseparable. Indian Hat Pond, Winter Solstice Time, 09.